And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the studio with Greg Gowett from the Aztec. Oh, boy, you want to talk about tuna fishing? Yeah, it's December, indeed, and we're talking tuna here. Southern California sport fishing voice, you stay tuned to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Pass the gravy on Thursday and skip the madness on Friday. The Better Black Friday Sell-A-Thon is on all weekend long at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's not just better, it's the best place to be this Black Friday. Get huge Black Friday savings across the entire Ford lineup. That's F-150, Ranger, Fusion, and Escape. Even the completely reimagined 2020 Explorer. Now's your chance for big cash back, low lease payments, or 0% financing on a brand new Ford. Right now, get $9,250 trade assist on F-150 XLT. That's $9,250 bonus cash when you trade toward F-150. Hurry in or miss out. The Better Black Friday Sell-A-Thon is on now, but not for long. See your San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Trade assist requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after you retail delivery. Customer must have owned vehicle for a minimum of 30 days prior to trade-in. Requires full credit financing. Not all will qualify. Eligible vehicles must have arrived at dealership at least 61 days prior to sale. Supply is limited. Valid on F-150 XLT. For all offers, take new retail delivery and authorized Ford dealer stock by 12/2/19. See dealer for qualifications and fee details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Good times this morning, man. It is December.
Yeah, it's
I'm
December.
Looking out the window. It is bluebird sky.
Yep.
And we're going to be talking tuna with a guy that caught a whole bunch of tuna this year, and they're both going again to go catch more today in December.
That?
Like, let's think about that.
Can you
so cool,
that?
Man. Yeah. This is so cool.
And Greg Gowett from the Aztec. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, boys.
Doesn't look like it's going anywhere.
No, it sure doesn't.
Yeah.
This was such the one where everybody's like, okay, well, it's late November, and we got, you know, the downpour of rain and wind and everything. That had to be it. And then the first fishable day, here we go again.
That's it. Yeah, it was the guys on the water yesterday was just absolutely amazing. All this yellowfin grade is 25 to 40 pounds, and a couple of the guys got on that bluefin late in the afternoon there. Anywhere from 40 to 80, and then there was another batch of the bigger stuff that was 100 to 200.
Oh.
Yeah, a couple of guys got in on that a little bit. The boys on the Aztec are going to be on that this morning.
That's so cool.
Yeah, they leave in about 45 minutes.
No kidding. Now, yeah. So tell us about this trip. I mean, you're leaving in 45 minutes. You're going tuna fishing? What's that?
The boat is. Yeah. The boat's going fishing. All of our trips this time of the year, we set up with a morning departure.
Yeah, that's a really unique time, right?
Yeah, and it's really worked out well for us. This is the time of the year where, you know, that smaller school-grade fish can kind of peter out and that bigger-grade stuff can stick around. And a lot of times, it's a bite time is the only time we can really, really get on this stuff, you know, at times.
Mm-hmm.
Right at sunrise, sundown, all throughout the night, that's when they make the mistakes. Like this right now, they're going to be leaving at 8. They'll be on the grounds by noon, and they'll have the whole afternoon. Then they'll have tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. So
wow.
Yeah, it should be pretty good out there.
So this sounds like a pretty unique trip. So it's like a reverse two-day trip?
Yeah, exactly. So we leave at 8 a.m. and we return 46 hours later at 6 a.m.
Yeah, same as a normal two-day, but you're just maximizing your fishing time in the bite time.
Exactly. Gives us more bite times to capitalize on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it really works out well, too.
Still two nights on the boat, but kind of just in the reverse way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sounds like a great trip.
I know, I'm in. Yeah,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And clearly proven well this year.
Yeah,
we've had a great season.
Fantastic fishing this year.
You were telling us about a trip 2 weeks ago. Tell us about that. That was it the same day, one of these reverse 2 days?
Oh, this was a reverse three.
Three, okay.
We were doing two twos and a three a week for pretty much the entire month of November.
Wow.
And we had pretty much, it was where it all kind of, as good as it gets. We got out there around 4. Fishing was a little bit pushed west. We had to stop for 50 or 60 on that big yellowfin, 30 to 40 pounders. Woke up in the morning, got on a very good stop of that same grade. It was just as good as it gets. Until we pretty much drove away from it.
Yeah, you're saying that it was just as good as could be, heavy line, big hooks, and you guys literally were just, all right, we're done. We've got all we want, all we need. Let's just go do something else for the sake of doing something else.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly that efficient.
Yeah, it was
so cool.
Very, very efficient. Every bait that hit the water got a bite. Every bite was a fish on the deck because it was biting a heavy tackle.
Wow,
And then we went out to the west after that in the afternoon, got on a big, big pile of bluefin, and it was all that big stuff. We hooked three right off the bat. One was 321, 299, and 292.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we put all those on the boat, and then the next morning we got on the stuff again, and we had an all-day drift for 45 or something like that, or 50 of that, you know, 50 to 100-pound bluefin.
Wow.
And that was all in one trip.
Crazy.
What yeah. a trip.
Yeah, it was just absolutely spectacular.
Yeah.
One to remember.
Hurricane Bank.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
It could happen again today.
Absolutely.
It's
yes,
there.
It could.
All
yes,
right.
It could.
So
cool.
Yeah. So tell us about the Aztec. Those of our listeners who aren't familiar with the boat, out of C4 Sport Fishing, of course.
Yeah, no,
legendary boat.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been around for a long time. We're a 65 by 24 charter boat. We do open party trips, a lot of limited load trips. We take guys out for 1 days, 2 days, 3 days, any of that stuff. Primarily, you know, this time of the year, we target that bigger grade. Because if, you know, you get 25 guys on a boat, five of them are going to just want to go catch a bunch of fish, Cap. But these other guys want just an opportunity at a bigger one.
Yeah.
So, it works out pretty well when we do them, excuse me, this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very, very, very good. Guys fish with the right tackle. We get bites down on the water column, the sinker rig, the flat fall, all that stuff can work out very, very well. and as far as
the boat's very comfortable. You know, you guys do a really nice job with the boat itself. Like, it's a really comfortable platform to be on, limited load amount of people, and you guys, seems like you're always pushing to do those types of things to make the boat as comfortable as it can be for the groups.
Right, and that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for guys to be comfortable. You know, there's a lot of options out there for big groups or small groups.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to have something that our regulars could feel comfortable with. Coming back, always happy. You know, if there's anything that is brought up ever, we get right in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really a really nice layout.
Yeah. So are you doing mostly charters, open party? How does it work?
So our charters have been going later and later every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this fishing has been good. Good late. And kind of October and November is what it used to be, the, you know, June and July.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's just better later. So up until about Halloween, we had our charters. Now we're strictly open party. We had one or two charters in the beginning of November there, but from here on out, it's all that limited load open party.
Cool.
I'm looking at your website here, fishaztec.com. It's a website, and you offer a lot of photos, information, and charter information. So if somebody wants to book a charter for next year, it's not too early.
No, yeah. Not too early at all. My wife does all of our booking for us.
Yeah.
And the you can email her, you can give her a call. All that information is on the website there.
Fishaztec.com. Yeah. You call Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Call Seaforth as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They can answer as many questions as you guys have.
That guy on the radio, Marcos, he'll take care of it.
Yeah, right? You got it.
Yeah.
We'll have Marcos take care of it.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it sounds great. And you have RSW, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have an 8-ton RSW fish hold. We've got.
Sleeping accommodations are super comfortable.
8-ton RSW?
Yeah.
It was like,
eight
wow.
Tons. Yeah, we
so you guys carry a lot of fish and a lot of bait there.
Yeah, we actually put a bow bait tank on. We've also put a big, huge slammer on the boat since I took it over. So we carry 150, 250, 300 swings of bait.
Ooh.
Yeah, so a lot of bait. And he was mentioning downstairs we actually gutted the entire bunk room. We put in all staterooms. So it's strictly staterooms. We have 30 bunks downstairs for the guys, plus crew. It's just really, really comfortable. Yeah, it's a nice boat to fish.
And so what's your average charter group's going to take how many people?
What I tell guys is pretty much 25 is kind of the perfect number. It's the sweet spot. It's where the metal meets the meat. You're getting that price point, but you're not, cluttered up.
Yeah.
You know, you pack maximum amount on any boat, and it's going to feel congested.
Sure.
So. It's really a nice number. 25 guys. Sometimes we have guys that, they want to bring 20. They'd rather pay a little bit more, have a little bit more space.
Sure.
But I'd say 20 to 25.
That's cool.
So this open party trip that went today, it's an open party trip, a maximum of how many people?
We take up to 26 on this.
Up to 26. Yeah. And how much is it?
It's 500. And that takes care of, that's for
the
whole
day?
Wait a minute.
Get out of here.
Plus food, right?
No, meals are included.
That includes the meals, too?
Meals are included.
Get out of here. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that like a December special or something?
We pretty much priced it out, in which we didn't go down on cost. What we did is we took a couple spots away.
Okay.
So what it ends up doing is that we keep the same price point, but we're giving the guys a better load. They're getting a lighter load.
That's great.
This is the time of the year where, this is not discount fishing here. This is some of
the
best fishing we've seen.
I'm saying, exactly.
With the meals included, it really opens it up. It's really a good deal.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you're going to do more that people can get on?
Oh, heck yeah. We're going to be doing this stuff until this stuff goes away. So we really need guys. This is when I'm glad I'm in here because I can get some information out there. Our reach is the hardest part. This fishing is phenomenal right now. And we have four or five trips up all back-to-back from here on out, which we got to get some people for. And I'd imagine that's going to start. These guys leave in 45 minutes. Hopefully by the end of the day, we'll have the next one or two taken care of.
Sure.
Think about if we had this caliber of fishing in June. Like it would just be. The yellowfin are big. They're plentiful. You've got shots at a cow. You're gonna hook big ones. The caliber of fishing is so good right now. But because it's December. You're struggling to get the people, get the boat, obviously when this trip goes, and they'll probably catch pretty good. Like you say, the people will start filtering for the next ones, but still, if this fishing was happening in June or July, the boat would be full, no question. You'd be waiting lists, all the way through at the back. But because it's a different month, it's not the same. But the fishing's the best it's been all year.
That's it. And, really what we fight a lot of is people's mentality. They think that the fishing's gone. No, you can't catch tuna in November. You can't catch tuna in December. It's rockfish time.
Yeah, right.
this water's still 65 degrees. And it's just very, very, very good. What's cool is they're close, too. It's at a range to where we can really, really capitalize on it.
Yeah.
And what's cool is after that big blow,
exactly.
It's still 65. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to kind of get at. But one of the things we do fight this time of the year is we start seeing a little bit more of those low pressures. Low pressure systems moving through a little bit more frequently. So what happens is we'll have a 2 or 3 day front like we just had, and nobody's going to look out the window and go, "Oh man, I'm going to book. I want to go fishing." No, they're looking out the window and it's raining. They're just waiting for it to stop. So you get a holiday here, you get a little low pressure system there, you get guys canceling due to lack of reservations, and we just lose the momentum. And we need to have that momentum for it to keep going. So hopefully our weather really gives us a nice little window here where this stuff can stabilize.
Yeah, well, except for Wednesday, this week looks beautiful.
Oh, it looks gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
And the typical December, January weather, right?
That's it.
And we have tuna besides rockfish.
Right? Big ones, and lots of them.
Yeah. Now you can hear we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Well, you're not kidding. What a great time to have Greg in here. I mean, just from, you know, tackle and info and all these big fish and all the school-sized tuna to the stuff that's right in front of us with December tuna fishing going on. It's going to be a great one. And we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to talk to Greg, but also how cool an opportunity to get to go fishing with him and get in on this great fish. Greg's so generously giving us away a two-day trip to go fishing right now on this December fishing. So you're going to get to go on one of these two-day trips. Limited load, includes the food, all these great things. Wow. You're going fishing at the end of the show today. And with that comes one of those brand-new 2020 Bill Varney Sport Fishing CCA calendars. So a great opportunity for a lucky caller there is going to go fishing and win the calendar. And then we're giving away another calendar to another lucky caller. So all kinds of great prizes today. Lots of fun. And, Greg, we can't thank you enough, man. Such a cool opportunity. Somebody getting to go fishing at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. That's your chance to get through. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Penn. We have the best Penn has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Penn saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Hookup!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are packed up. Everybody's pumped up, man.
Yeah.
I want some December tuna. This
indeed,
is so
yeah.
Cool.
Thanks to you and Corey for doing a great job yesterday. I was listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app while I was taxiing down O'Hare Airport yesterday.
And the app makes life so easy. No matter where you are, what you're doing, you pop the phone out, push one button, you can hear Let's Talk Hookup anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime or anywhere.
It's pretty awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. If you haven't downloaded our app, be sure to do it. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store. It's free. And you can listen to archives. You can listen to yesterday's show. After this show today, you can listen live. You can listen to shows from 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Revisit things. Yeah. You want to learn more knots, you go to that one a week ago from John Collins.
John Collins, right.
Hear John and stuff. So
yeah, we had a lot of fun yesterday. It was
cool.
Yeah,
I heard Tim Ekstrom calling in about the Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Star. That sounded good.
Yep, those boys are fishing right now. They are fishing this morning, so we'll be anxious to hear how it goes.
You're getting pumped up for your Royal Polaris trip,
less than a week,
Saturday, right?
So, yep, we got our Let's Talk Hookup to Royal Polaris trip. It's a 7-day, and there's actually still a few spots on that one, too. Not many, but I think there's 2 or 3 spots.
Nice.
So if a couple of buds wanted to come join us, we heard from both Tim and Frank yesterday, the fishing is spectacular down there right
really
now. It is Clarion Island North, as Tim jokingly called it, and the grade of fish just, it went from, Guadalupe was good all year long, but the first half of the year, it was a little smaller fish than we've been used to catching there, and it did what it's supposed to do. November rolled around, and the sharks all went away, and the grade got fantastic. And they're catching a lot of the fish outside the island on porpoise schools. It's just super clean fishing, losing zero to sharks, getting them on an appropriate line size, a lot of bites on 60-pound, 2-speed,
nice,
that kind of thing. So,
nice.
Yeah, we're super
pumped. You're geared up. You're ready.
I can't wait, yeah.
You got your gear ready?
I haven't even begun to look. We have inventory at the tackle store all this week. So, yeah, all we're doing is counting hooks and sinkers and swivels and everything else. So, yeah,
I haven't
looked at it. But, yeah, we'll knock it out.
Yeah,
what do you need?
Sure.
You need some hooks and some fluorocarbon.
That's all you need.
We're
going
fishing.
A couple rods and reels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, it's going
to
be
indeed
fun.
Well, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to Greg.
You got it, man. Let's do this and start with Carl. He's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. What's up, Carl? Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just calling in to thank Captain Greg there. I was on that 3-day he mentioned. Helped him fill that 8-ton case holder.
I heard you guys plugged it off, too.
Yeah.
That was
but
a good
my
one.
Question for him was... on that trip, and the trend is, these guys are catching these big cows and super cows on the flyer. And I guess it's kind of a two-part question is, has he ever seen someone on the fly line, an 80-pound test land a super cow or cow, or how is it that, one could target from the rail?
So, honestly, we have hooked that bigger fish on 80-pound. Really, that bigger fish, you're going to stand a better chance of getting a bite on the right tackle, 80 or 100 pound with, a 3-0 circle or something like that down in the water column. A fly line sardine, they're just not hardy enough to get away from the boat and stay strong. Strong enough to swim and actually look like something the fish wants to eat. Now, if you put a sinker in play, that bait was going to give in. It's not going to try and pull the sinker around more than a few seconds. And it actually will last much longer on the hook. And you get it down there in 150 to 250. And one swims by at the right time. You hook them. Now you're hooked on with the right hook. You're hooked on with the right tackle. You've got heavy line. And away you go. When we're fishing that sinker rig, you're looking for a 45-degree angle from the boat down. So depending on drift speed, that's when we would up our, our torpedo sinker or whatever that would be. You can start out like a 4-ounce. Mm-hmm. If you've got more wind or a faster drift, you go to a 6 or an 8. If it's very, very little on the drift, you go down. So if you're going straight down, you have too much weight. If you're going out more towards this, like the horizon, not enough. So you kind of just adjust accordingly.
Okay. That's good info, man.
Yeah, really good. You ready to go catch some more super cows?
Oh, heck
yeah. I am. Hopefully I can get back out there on that 2-day.
Hey, it's happening right now. And Greg says he's running trips all through December, right?
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
We got people and fish. We're going to keep going.
Going to go. All right. Cool. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, Carl.
Appreciate it.
How about John and Los Alamitos up next on Let's Talk Hookup? John, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. My questions are to Greg. Two questions. What's the biggest bluefin you got this year? And do you expect to get some 400-pound-plus bluefins next season?
We might catch a 400-pounder today.
Yeah.
They are around.
Seriously.
And, we put, the trip we were talking about a couple weeks ago, we caught our biggest to date, actually. It was 321. Yeah, and we hooked
locally.
Yeah, there, yeah, it was 45 miles from home. And we hooked a 299 and a 292 all back to back to back. And we did hook another one, and it went away. So
that 400 pounder, is he swimming out there?
He's swimming around out there. We've seen him. I mean, we've seen him, plenty of them.
Yeah.
It's, the thing is that there is less of them, obviously. The bigger the fish get, the less there are. But it's a very, very strong fish. You know, they can, you can have everything going for you right, perfect, brand new, hollow, you know, to wind on leaders to 130 or 200 pounds straight to a big, huge hook, and they can still take advantage of you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the size of it, they can literally do more than this other grade. So a lot of them, I guarantee you, there's been a lot hooked, but they've all gotten away. Yeah. So hopefully very soon coming, we're going to put one on over four.
They're out there.
They are out there, yeah, for sure. Cool.
All right, John, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. So what? How do you adjust your tackle when that bigger fish is around? I mean, do you have boat tackle on the Aztec?
Absolutely.
Do the anglers need to bring their own kite rig? What's the deal?
Good question.
So the way the kite works is, you know, a two-day, even a three-day, on longer trips, you know, long-range trips, 7, 8, 10 days, 18 days, whatever it may be, guys have a full rotation. You know, they have a set amount of time where they're on the kite rod, and if that kite gets a bite during their rotation, they wind it in. We found the best way to do it on the boat is that we tag team them out. We put fresh arms on it. When they hit the deck, we split it up between the whole boat splits the fish.
Okay. Nice.
So that way everybody has the opportunity to pull on it. Everybody goes home with, it's a boat fish,
yeah,
because there's really no fair way to do it. The rotations would have to be like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then nobody really has, you know, an opportunity. And what happens with these big ones on this big tackle is it's hard to keep it tight. I mean,
yeah,
these things, they turn at you, and you got to keep that rod bent.
Sure.
Guys get really, really, really beat up fast. So it keeps fresh arms on it. That fish comes in.
Everyone's participating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everybody's rooting everybody on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And worst,
you don't give it,
yeah,
a hard time to your buddy,
right,
for not pulling as hard as you did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And worst case, you know, let's say not everybody catches a fish. Everybody goes home with something.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's, and I mean, these fish are huge. I mean, they're getting a 5 or 10 pound chunk of bluefin.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
Depending on how many you catch or how big it is. So we've been doing that. We just tag guys in. As a guy gets a little, you know, he backs off on it, we just put the next guy in.
Nice.
And then as far as tackle, so we have a lot of tackle on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I've been putting more and more and more on every year because I don't want to say, okay, guys, we're going big fish fishing. We get off the dock and I look and see Penn 500s up the side.
Right.
Yeah.
All part of the deal?
So we keep them on the boat just to make sure that everybody has what they need.
Yeah.
Seaforth does rent tackle as well. They've got nice two-speed outfits and stuff like that from 60 on up. So we just keep stuff on the boat just in case guys are undergunned, which most are. Maybe not most, but we start seeing that 200 to 300-pound fish. You need to be fishing with a 30 size, you know, or 50, really.
Yeah, you need that bigger
so
size.
So need to make sure we have the tackle for it and the capacity. Need to have the line capacity. So
the
we
proper
do get,
wind on the whole rig. And that way it's all rigged up. I mean, everything's set when you do the rotation.
Exactly.
Everybody's ready to go with the right gear.
Right, exactly. And when we are seeing this bigger fish, so this year we've had a lot of mixed bluefin. We'll stop on straight 100, 200-pound bluefin, and the first fish we hook's a 25-pound yellowfin.
Mm-hmm.
Then we hook a 60-pound bluefin. Then we hook a 250-pounder downwind on the kite.
Yeah, right.
So you really just have to be fishing for what you're trying to catch. If you're jumping all over the place because you see fish boiling in the corner, but I'm telling you there's, you know, 200-pounders, 1 to 200-pounders down to 200 feet, well, if you go down to 20-pound to get a bite, well, that's what you're going to hook the 100-pounder on. You're not going to land it. So you end up using a bunch of your day with nothing to show for it.
Right.
But the guys that, you know, stay the course, the guys that will fish that sinker rig on 80 or 100, if you get one or two bites for the day, you catch one or two fish, big ones.
That's that big fish mentality. Like, you won't catch that fish if you're not fishing for it.
That's it.
I mean, you might hook it for sure, but it just won't happen.
It's not going to come in. Everything needs to be right with this grade of fish.
Indeed.
You know, the connections are huge. We have a lot of, we don't see it very much anymore, but we get in front of this kind of stuff. These connections and everything like that, guys will look at it, they'll tie it, they'll be like, oh, that's pretty. Clip, clip, and away we go without even putting a load on it. You get a bite, put 10 pounds of drag on it, and the thing just curlicues.
Yeah.
So we test every single connection we have. We get in front of these drags. These drags are just hands down what makes these things go away the most.
Yeah.
So
is that people that you see often? Is it guys fishing too loose? Is it guys fishing too heavy? What is the most common mistake made in terms of setting drags and that kind of thing?
So, I mean, really fishing too loose, yes, there's theoretically a possibility that could affect you negatively, but not really. I mean, all of the fish that we lose, whether it be 25-pounders to 200-pounders, the majority of fish lost are due to the drags being too tight.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is when they bite these baits right off the bat, that is the fastest and most unpredictable that these fish are going to ever be. They'll bite the bait, they turn 90 degrees and go from 0 to 30 miles an hour real quick. So if the drag is just one fraction too tight, the amount of time it takes for that stuff to stretch is just, it's longer than that line can hold up to. So we need to pretty much get these strike settings as more of a safety setting. At like 3/4 of the drag you would normally fish with.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you're blindfolded. You go up to strike, line comes off the spool, you settle in, that fish is being, you know, unpredictable and running around, but not next to the boat. Mm-hmm. He's going away. So once that fish settles in a little bit, that's when we can start.
Exactly. Away from you.
Exactly. So by the time he stops, he's beat. I mean, mm-hmm. he's half a fish now. He just sprinted for his life against, you know, resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going to happen is he's going to stop 100, 150 yards out. He's going to turn back around, wonder what's going on. A couple beats at his tail, and all you're doing is winding right back to where you started. Now he's at 150 feet or whatever. He goes under, you know, straight down. Now we start putting a little bit more drag on him.
When they're up and down.
Right.
Yeah, that's key.
Yeah, it's very, very crucial to be able to keep them on. You got to keep the fish on for the first 60 seconds if you want it to hit the deck.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, way up in your drag, like, oh, this is where it needs to be. This is where the line breaks at. You put it up in gear when that thing's swimming 30 miles an hour, mm-hmm. it's going to break every time.
Yeah, indeed. Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
That's great info. All right, sounds good. Let's talk to Scott. Scott's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Hey, Scott, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to give a compliment to Greg and then a question. I fished with him early in June and back when he had the Pride too, but back in June it was a really awesome trip. He was probably the most comprehensive seminar, and I learned a lot even then, but it was a great trip and the food was amazing. But
nice.
There's that, and then I had a question for Greg about at night. For I feel like when we went, the flat fall and the dark really wasn't the thing, so does he recommend a different jig, and how would he rig a flat fall and how to fish it?
So I appreciate that, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. So the flat fall is a very good jig. But we got to remember, flat falls were not made for this style of fishing. They were made for shallow water rock fishing. The hooks don't hold up. The split rings are, you know, light. So if you were fishing a flat fall, I'd be fishing at least one assist hook and like a 200-pound leader. 4 or 5 feet of 200-pound, and I forget the size, 6-0 or 7-0 or something like that on the assist hook. And that would be the way to do that. There's a lot of jigs out there now. There's a lot of, you know, who makes them? Nomad makes a jig. They're all the way up to like 300 grams now, or 400. So really any of those, as long as they're rigged up well and tested, works, you know, at different times.
Yeah. Get a jig in front of a hungry one, you got a good shot at getting a bite.
That's it. That's exactly it. And just keeping
the rigging more important than the manufacturer.
Right, exactly. So it's just a matter of something that'll get down there and something that'll hold up. Because just getting a bite isn't enough.
The glow, the not glow, you know, that was the big thing. Does that play a part into it? Is it really no difference? It's all about getting one in front of one?
Yeah. I mean, I fish a glow just because I think they work better in the dark and low light, and I think they work the same in the daytime. Mm-hmm. So rather than having 10 different jigs and stressing out, rather you take all of that out of play, and you just drop the same jig down all the time. And it works out very, very well.
I'm sure you've seen everything. I know we've seen a lot of them come through the tackle store, like wild rigs with 20 hooks dangling off of it, and then other ones that are, you know, real clean with just one or two heavy assist hooks, and some with big giant J hooks. Do you have a favorite method on the Aztec that you guys have seen work the most, or does one all work the same? You know what I mean? Like, there's been some crazy rigs out there that, you know, I'm sure everybody's had their successes, but what do you guys find is the best way to fish or, you know, rig one of those guys?
Right. So, and I mean, I've seen, you know, back 5 years ago or something like that, when we started seeing this bigger bluefin around and we were dropping jigs and stuff like that, I was like, there's no way. There's no way that that won't affect the way it swims, having all these hooks on it.
Yeah.
And over time, I have seen so many wackadoo things coming out of these fish's mouths. I mean, looking like an octopus, hooks all over the inside of the mouth, 3, 4, 5 hooks just buried. And it's like, okay, well, I guess they don't mind. So it really just has to do with the aggression of the fish. If this stuff, if you're on a big batch and it's stuck to you and they're in bite mode, you can get away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a guy fishing, you know, a 200-pound leader, a guy fishing a 100-pound leader, and a guy fishing 60, and it's midday or something like that, well, that 60 is probably going to get a bite a little bit more. It has less resistance through the water, so that jig's going to get a little bit more action. But the rig we kind of like, I like to have two hooks. I like to put one on the bottom, one on the top.
Okay.
Like a 6-0 or 7.
But assist
like
cord, you know, that cord style. Assist
so either with the, you know, either with that, what is it, the, the cord stuff.
Yeah.
Either that or with heavy-duty split rings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those 400-pound split rings and stuff like that can work out very well.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's a very, very fun way
cool.
when they bite those things.
No
good
doubt.
Stuff. Hey, Scott, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Michael and Delmar up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Michael?
Guys, a lot of good info. The info on that less drag, man. I hope I wish you could put that online and have everybody like go and listen to it before they get on the boat.
Yeah. Well, like we heard from Scott, sounds like you do a real in-depth seminar on every trip.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
I'm heading to El Salto here with your group
with the cast,
and I just and. Wanting to go. I just wondered, do you know if there's any more seats on the El Salto trip?
Last I heard, there were 2 spots left on the El Salto trip, which is January 10th through the 14th. Of course, Corey and Cassman are going to be hosting the trip, and you have Corey, who's like Mr. El Salto going with
him.
It's like if you're going with anybody, Corey's like the man.
Corey was telling us yesterday, too, that the flights to Culiacan right now are the cheapest they've ever been.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a $100 round trip, or maybe it might even been less than that. I know he's talking about it yesterday, but
CBX out of Tijuana.
Yeah, we had Cass on the show yesterday, obviously doing his report, and he did for sure confirm that there are at least 2 spots still available. Airfare's crazy cheap. They pick you up, you know. I mean, and going on a trip with a group like that, there's some people always have hesitation about the CBX thing that have never done it. One, I can tell you, it is the easiest thing you will ever do, and the beauty of a trip like this is, you're going with the whole group. You know, there's nothing to stress on. They pick you up at the airport. They take you back. It's just a super fun, easy trip. Great price. It's a really good one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Full details on our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. Just look Lake El Salto. It's a great time. And you just call the Cast, man, 951-415-2505, Cast Tours, or just call Castman directly and he'll set you up. But it is a fun trip. Billy Chapman Senior's Lodge. It's just our group. That's it. 16 people max. And just a lot of fun. And they great food and, you know, easy get that. And it's a good time of the year, too.
Everything about it's cool. It's a mellow trip. You don't need to be, that's one of the things we were talking about yesterday. You don't need to be a freshwater bass professional that's done it your whole life. In fact, I almost think it's more fun if you're just a saltwater guy that likes surface iron fishing, you will love going down there. It's the perfect place to just chuck and wind lures and get bites all day, and the guides are really fun. And when you come back from fishing, you're met with a margarita, and just it's a really, really good time. I hope that your buddy is able to make it down there with you, Michael.
Michael, have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Been a crazy busy morning show already with Captain Greg. We got a lot more coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad, Tranks, Terramar, Cold Sniper, Torium, Flatfall, and the all-new Speedmaster Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out that perfect gift. Check out saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
G'day folks, Damon Olsen from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. All those listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app, we're back live. Have a good time. Talking fishing.
And
talking
Greg
December
Gower,
tuna.
Yeah, December tuna. December 1st, and we're talking big fish. All lots of fish. Just volumes of fish. Hey, we just heard an announcement from Freedom Boat Club, and I was in Chicago with the family back there. My brother-in-law, Billy, is moving to or has a house in Florida, somewhere down there. In Florida, South Florida, somewhere. But I said, he's talking about buying a boat. I said, have you looked into the Freedom Boat Club? Because he's only there like a few months a year. I said, are you looking into the Freedom Boat Club? He goes, no. And he started checking it out. And I said, I think he's going to join. I said, it's for somebody, especially like that's going to be there part time, you have access to boats. And like here in Southern California, if you don't want to own a boat, that Freedom Boat Club, and they have a special deal going on right now.
When you start factoring in storage, slip fees, maintenance fees, like all those things that go along with it, that Freedom Boat Club becomes so attractive.
Yeah,
and they
always
have new boats. They're always cycling boats in and out. And I remember when those guys were on the show, they were talking about like the way that their program works is, you know, when X amount of members join, they automatically put, you know,
one additional boat
in the fleet. So there's never, you know, the line or waiting never increases on demand, and the boats are always recycled as the new ones. They really do it right.
And I know San Diego location now, they're also the they're tied in with H&H Marine, Jeff over there, and they are the Defiance boat dealer. And so they're putting a lot of new Defiance boats in there.
Well, that doesn't hurt, does it?
Yeah, very nice. Real cool. Fishing boats.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so check it out. Freedom Boat Club here in San Diego. They're really good people, and you can use it all across the country. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting out there, Rick.
You got it, bro. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Gamakatsu. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer is the Gamakatsu Nautilus HD. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty is available with a solid ring or with a standard hook. You can get it at selected tackle stores right now and be ready to get bit perfect hook for this Guadalupe fishing that's going on right now. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. I'll be taking my Gamakatsu Nautilus HDs next week. Hey, let's find out what's going on the water. We're going to start off up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good, good. Well, short week for us, for sure. You know, we had a few days that we had boats out with the holiday and the weather. You know, obviously it was a shortened week. For us, our half-day stuff, we're still seeing our best action is coming off the bottom. Sinker rigs, for sure, have been the way to go. Our water temps are definitely cooling off. We had some water under 60 degrees for the first time this year. But early in the week, Monday, Tuesday, when we had a little bit of sunshine, there was a little bit of surface action on the bass. But that front that moved through certainly slowed things up a bit. So depending on our passenger loads on these half-days, we'll probably be working in some deeper water rockfish stuff, along with some shallow stuff on the inside there for some sheephead and whatnot. Three-quarter day fishing has been very good for the rockfish the last days that the boats have been out. Great counts this week, for sure on that. The bait that was in that deeper zone has kind of moved around a little bit. So, the fish have been jumping on the live baits we've been sending down on the sinker rigs, some real nice reds and Boccaccio. Yesterday there were some great sculpin mixed in with some of that rockfish as well. So the three-quarter day stuff, that bottom fishing has been very good. Nothing's really changed at all on the halibut front. The Clemente is out today, drifting. Hopefully we see a few fish added for their efforts. And, you know, that's pretty much it for our short week. Certainly reservations are best as it helps build the trip and get the boats off the dock. So definitely call the landing. So our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And we're going to use the code DEC December, DEC25. And that'll save you 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips. But we also have a killer promo going for the whole month of December. Kids fish free the entire month of December with
what?
A full pair
that's
paid
awesome,
adult.
Man.
How about that?
That's cool.
So kids fish free for the entire month.
For the whole month of December. And that applies to Whale Watch, too, you know. So if you have friends coming to town, want to hop on a Whale Watch trip, kids go free on that as well with the paid adults. So certainly jump on that. And we do also have some gift card stuff that will come off sale. I think it comes off today or tomorrow. So that's 40% off ticket fares, too, on prepaid gift cards. So call the landing for all that info.
Man, you guys
definitely steer you.
Sure take care of all the anglers out there, Woolley. We sure appreciate you and everybody at the whole crew at Dana Wharf do such a good job taking care of everybody.
Cool. Hey, it's the time of year to, you know, save a few bucks for, you know, spending something or giving something. So certainly if we can help with that, we're all about it. So, again, our number here, 949-496-5794, or you can check us out on the web, danawharf.com, or better yet, link us right through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage.
That's rad. Right on, Woolley. Great job. Great report. Appreciate that. Glad to hear the fish are biting. Good couple of days of weather in front of us. We'll keep after it. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. See
thanks,
ya.
Woolley. Appreciate right, thanks, that Woolley. Very much. All right. That all wraps up our catch for now. We'll probably hear from Gundy Gunderson.
I would think the surf crew's got a little something for us.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, that is going to wrap us up. And the new 2020 CCA Bill Varney calendar is now available. Get it at your local tackle stores like Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, or at fishthesurf.com. Really cool calendar this year.
Great
a lot
calendar.
Of great fish. Lots
always
of,
does a good job.
Lots of different pictures, lots of different types of fishing. All the pertinent dates are in there. You know, Fred Hall shows and things like that. And
love those time charts.
Yeah, you got it. Man. That's the best part
the
about
best
it.
Best time.
Sure. Yep, no doubt about it, man. It's a great job and a great calendar. And not only...
Even Ricky's in there.
I'm in there, bluefin on our skiff from this year. And not only that, but you have a chance at winning one at the end of the show today. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, you're having your shot at winning a two-day trip to go fishing with Greg on the Aztec. A CCA calendar from Bill Varney, and then another lucky caller is going to win one of those calendars. Yeah, all kinds of good giveaways today.
Been a busy, busy morning, tough to get through, but just keep on trying. As we always say, the way our phones work here at the radio station is when it's all busy, you'll just keep ringing. So just stay ringing, and then when one opens up, you'll be in the queue.
Yep, no busy jump zone here. You just you just go into the pile, and as soon as somebody drops off, you're
shot. Adam's not ignoring you. He does a great job over there answering the phones, for sure. And I might add, too, he also does our app,
and posts all our archives up there. So Adam's very valuable. Sorry about Michigan, Adam, but I came from Ohio State country there. My wife's family is all Ohio State people, so they
weren't exactly bummed with what happened.
No, gotcha. I don't think so. Yeah, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, man. Well, everybody's excited to talk to Greg. Why don't we talk to Mark? He's calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Mark? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mark?
Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
I got a question with Greg. I usually, every Christmas, I buy my son's a fishing trip, and we usually go in the summer. But how long do you think the bluefin are going to be? I was thinking about giving them to him early this year, and we'll all go in December. How long do you think the bluefin will be out there?
Well, hopefully for quite some time. So what happens is, I mean, I know there's a big volume of it right now. It's all going to be weather related. Now, if this weather, we start seeing 4 or 5 days a week of, you know, low pressures coming in and out and wind and kind of keeping boats off of the fish, it would end sooner. It really has to do a lot right now with staying on it. Now, this stuff doesn't just stay in one spot. It goes 30 miles one direction, and we, you know, we're in for 2 or 3 days. It's might as well be at 200 miles. You know, there's so many directions for it to go. But it has pretty much hunkered down where it's at here now, or within 10 miles, for the last few weeks. So I don't see this stuff going anywhere anytime soon. And, you know, last year we started fishing in March, which is like 3 months from now. At some point, you know, is there going to be an end to the season, right, or is it just going to start picking back up,
yeah,
even more so? So it really all has to do with that water temp and what weather we see here. So,
sure.
Yeah.
And the blow out this week doesn't look like much. A little bit on Wednesday, a little bit of wind on Wednesday with the rain, but other than that, it comes right back to just beautiful weather.
Yeah, and, you know, the last two, we've had a system a week here the last two weeks. And the stuff, as soon as that wind backs off and, the you know, that chop kind of subsides, the stuff's right back where it was.
Yeah, that's great.
It has not moved twice. It's still right where it was. So that's huge. It really keeps it efficient, you know, less looking and more trying to catch.
And you'll be running these reverse two-day trips all December as weather allows, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got 4 or 5 of them up right now. That's all on the C4th website. If you guys want to check that out, you can check out C4thLanding.com for booking. These are all limited load trips. They're all meals included.
What kind of meals do you serve on the Aztec?
Oh, gosh. We have a 5-star chef on the boat.
He's really?
Puts out the best food I've ever seen on a boat.
That's cool.
It's really, really, really good. He makes anything from, I don't even know what it's called.
You're not going to go hungry.
It's the fanciest stuff I've ever eaten.
Yeah,
it's all the time. I mean, everybody that's gone on the boat, Ryan does such a bang-up job for us. It's just,
that's cool.
And that's included.
It's included.
Included in your ticket price.
Yeah, it's included. And that's, you know, you'll get lunch, you'll get dinner, snacks in between, breakfast, lunch, dinner tomorrow. It just really, really, really is a good trip.
Look, sleeping in staterooms, TVs everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys do such a good job. I love it.
How many staterooms do you have?
So we have 10 staterooms.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have five two-mans, so five, you know, personal or two-person staterooms, and we have 5 5-man staterooms.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a big central hallway right down the middle, 45 or 48 inches wide, like a nice big wide hallway, big spiral staircase. All of the staterooms have independent lighting, independent 1-volt outlets, 110-volt outlets, and they also have smart TVs that are preloaded with movies.
In the staterooms?
Every one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. This is very unusual for a 65-foot vessel like that. Yeah.
You go down to the room, you pop on the TV, there's a bunch of movies already on there for you, kick back. It's just you guys do things that you would expect to see on a, you know, on a boat doing a 15-day trip. You do it in a short word. It's like a mini long-range trip.
That's it. That's kind of what we're looking for, is for guys to be comfortable. And not everybody can break away for 15 days.
Yeah.
You know, but we want guys to have that same feeling.
Yeah,
cool, man.
Super comfortable.
I love it.
Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Charlie. He's calling us from Gardena this morning. What's up, Charlie? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, right, Charlie.
Good morning. My question for Captain Greg. If you come on your boat with a 30 or a 50 and a flyer and a balloon, will you provide some helium? Or would you allow to fly that?
So we have that happen pretty often. Guys will be like, I brought my own flyer, I brought my own balloon. We have to run the kites and the balloons because it just would be, we can only run one of each. We can only run two rods before it starts to become a hot mess. And what would end up happening is you'd have 25 guys bringing balloons and flyers,
yeah,
and all trying to fish at the same time. So it doesn't really work out. Plus the rate on the helium now, it quadrupled this year.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. With as crazy as it sounds with, you know, $30 flyers and $15 balloons, it's too crazy to think that the most expensive part of all of that is the helium that you put inside of it, but it really is.
It really is. And that's the thing, too, is that it costs $20, $25, $30 just to fill one balloon,
yeah,
for the flyer to where, if we did that, and then we're not in control of the rigging and it going out. I mean,
it would be a cluster.
And the balloon just goes away. Can I get another balloon, please?
Yeah, exactly. Why is it? Does anybody have an explanation of why helium went quadruple?
What happened was that it's actually a byproduct of when they're mining something else, and there's been a shortage. I guess they stopped mining whatever it was. So you're not getting that byproduct of the helium anymore. So now they have less of it, and it has to go to medical use. It has to go to
welding, cooling of medical equipment.
Exactly. Yeah. So pretty much the recreational end of it is the one that, you know, screwed the pooch.
Yeah.
I know when we bought our tank 3 years ago, it was $50 to refill it. You know, that was what the cost always was. The exact same tank that we've been using for 3 years, it cost $50. The last time we filled it was $238. It was $50 for a full year, and then it started jumping. Now it's $240 to fill the exact same tank we used to always fill for $50.
Let's hope it's and it's not the state of California taxing it.
Who knows?
Nah, I don't know.
I'm not going to give you a no on that one.
Well, I'm just saying. Because, you know, when you drive by gas stations in Illinois when it's $2.20 a gallon, you know, it makes you wonder,
shake
right?
Your head, right?
All right. Hey, Charlie, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into them. This time, we're going to talk to Sam. Sam's calling us from Irvine. What's up, Sam?
Good morning. Great show. I've been on the Aztec a few times. Great boat. My question for Greg is, you know, I've been chasing these bluefin ever since they started biting. And, you know, for one, the drag thing, you know. He said, set it a third, Greg. He said, set it a third. But I've broken them off at a third. Do you, like, start at a quarter, like a quarter drag, and then button it down on your run? And the other question is, say, you know, where everybody's fly line and baits and the fish are, like, 40, 50, maybe 60 on the top, and the skipper says, you know, they're down, you know, 100-pounders, 200-pounders, down 100, you know, 160, what are you going to fish? What type of rigging are you going to fish on that call?
Yeah, so as far as drags go, well, you know, there's all of these two-speed reels we use primarily for this bigger fish and this bluefin. They have a preset. So, I mean, the preset is where it's going to be when you go up to strike. Now, if it's so a third and a half, that's all relative to where the beginning setting was. What I tell the guys is strike is a safety setting. It is not a setting that you should lose anything with. You should be able to be blindfolded, put that thing up to strike, and line comes off 100% of the time, and the fish never breaks off immediately. Because if you're breaking off fish, that's telling us that drag is too tight too early. Now, these fish can put off more pressure right off the bat than they can any time after that. Because this goes back to, like, my ninth grade physics teacher. And force equals mass multiplied by acceleration. So their size, their mass, that's never going to change. But their ability to accelerate is going to start falling off the longer they're on the hook. The more tired they get, the less they have the opportunity to turn and dart. That's
a good explanation of it there.
Yeah. That's, so as they get more tired, in turn, they can put less force out on the line. So we can put more. So that's when, you know, they start getting tired. We can give it one click at a time.
So the acceleration of the big fish is what really breaks the line.
Exactly. Because it's not just, you know, trying to lift a rock off the ground.
Yeah.
It's these things. It's like trying to stop a rock falling from the roof.
Uh-huh.
And what, you know, a 5-pound rock is going to break 80-pound test if you just drop it 10, you know, off a 10-story building, but you don't give it 10 stories a line.
Yeah.
It's going to snap the line real quick because it loads up too fast and it just goes right past the breaking point.
Makes sense.
If the drag was set at 3/4 of the breaking strength, what's going to happen is the rod's going to load up. The thing's going to slow down, and just gently hit the ground. So you really got to just take it easy in the beginning because that's when you're going to lose most of your fish. It also allows that hook to find a much better spot because if you try to go from, you know, 0 to 30, and that hook comes flying out of that fish's belly, a lot of times what happens is it doesn't get a good spot, and then you end up pulling the hook over time. So it, you know, right as it hits the corner of the mouth, it slips, it turns, it, you know, gets a good bite. As soon as those things settle down, we start landing them.
Excellent explanation. Great, yeah, man. Really great. Good. Hey, Sam, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of more great coming out of Greg. You guys, let's stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the all-new Speedmaster. It has the same configuration as the popular Shimano Talica series for half the price. The Speedmaster is great for local bluefin tuna, Guadalupe yellowfin tuna, and much more. The Shimano Speedmaster 2-speed reel is available in a 12 or 16 size and makes the perfect gift for the angler on your list. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Pass the gravy on Thursday and skip the madness on Friday. The Better Black Friday Sellathon is on all weekend long at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's not just better. With huge savings on a huge selection, it's the best place to be this Black Friday weekend. Now lease Ford Escape for only $219 per month with only $999 due at signing. That's the capable and comfortable Ford Escape for only $219 per month. Hurry in or miss out. The Better Black Friday Sellathon is on now, but not for long. See your San Diego County Ford dealers today. Example 2019 Escape SE FWD 208. Due at signing is after 3250 RCL. Customer 250 Select RCL and 2003 assist cash. Vehicles eligible for Select RCL cash must have arrived at dealership at least 61 days prior to sale. Supply is limited. Trade assist requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease turn date 30 days prior to or 90 days after the retail delivery. Customer must have owned vehicle for a minimum of 30 days. Not all will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet lease. Payments may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Must be responsible for excess wear and mileage over 31,500 miles at 15 cents per mile. Offers end 12/2/19. See dealer for qualifications and fleet details.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.